Hi there, and welcome to Stories of Our Why, a podcast from the West Shore School District. Here we take an inside look into the inspiring experiences behind our students' journeys. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the district. The title Stories of Our Why comes from the district's core mission, Our Why. We are committed to providing students with inspiring and relevant experiences so they may lead meaningful, purposeful, and impactful lives. In this podcast, we hear directly from students who reflect that mission in action. In each episode, we feature student speakers from Cedar Cliff and Redland High Schools and the meaning behind their speeches from Board of School Directors meetings, giving us insight into their achievements and their motivations to grow, lead, and make a difference. Today, we're speaking to Yasmin Hukes, a Redland soccer star whose love of dermatology led to a deep dive into the medical field with a local partner. Here's Yasmin's story.
Yasmin, thank you for joining me this morning. Let's first talk a little bit about your medical internship and your speech. That was a crucial part of your speech to the Board of School Directors. And tell me a little bit about what first got you interested in wanting to become part of the medical industry and kind of take that as part of your education here at West Shore.
So I had to write a writing about why medicine. And when I was thinking about writing it, I looked about while I was growing up what really sparked my interest in the medical field. And growing up, I struggled with acne, so I had to do my own research on what to put on my skin and all the experiments, because I only got to see my dermatologist every 6 months. And so that really sparked my interest in actually the dermatology field. And so that's when I knew that I wanted to get into the medical field.
How did you navigate those resources? And I say that because as somebody who also has looked up skin routines and dermatological things on YouTube, there are a million channels, a million scams. There's maybe a handful of ones that are authentic that are not ruined by corporate sponsorships and everything else like that too. So at 16, 17, 18 years old, and maybe even younger, I don't know, whenever you first started trying to navigate mm-hmm. those things. How did you go like filter out the noise and realize what you could trust and what you couldn't? Or was it trial and error on your poor young skin?
It was always trial and error. I went on retinol, I went on tretinoin, I used just the basics, the CeraVe, the Cetaphil that are recommended by dermatologists. And it was a lot of trial and error, and I can't say everything worked on everyone's skin, but you kind of had to like navigate through the videos. Does this look like it's sponsored? Does this look like it's a reliable source? And so it was a lot of trial and error. And eventually, my skin isn't perfect to this day, but I'm still trying to learn more about the skin.
So that was self-taught critical thinking and filtering skills.
Yes.
Look at you. So tell me a bit about what your day-to-day is kind of like whenever you go on those internships, because you discussed in your speech about being very motivated to continue to follow dermatology, that a self-care thing and a desire to improve your skin has turned into a career path for you. So tell me what it's like to find out more in a school-related setting.
So actually, there wasn't any dermatology in the hospital, but I was very thankful for the experience because it allowed me to kind of step out of my boundaries that I had set for myself. I got to experience radiology, cardiology. I got to walk the floors with nurses and just experience what a regular day for any of these patients could be. And I was able to ask questions, and it wasn't a lot of hands-on, but I got to learn. I got to see. It wasn't like I used to watch Grey's Anatomy growing up. It wasn't as crazy, but my first day I was there, someone pulled out their IVs and there was blood all over the floor. But I was really grateful for the experience because it was something that I'm not able to experience inside of the classroom walls. So it broadened my scope, I could say.
Can we just say for the good of the order that I believe that you're the first person that I've ever interviewed in either my West Shore School District career or previous career that you watch Grey's Anatomy, but I'm fairly confident, this is 2026 right now, that whenever season one came down, you would not have been born yet.
Probably not, no.
2005.
Yeah, 17 years old. So no. Negative 3 years old.
Very good, my goodness. So tell me a bit about, quite frankly, what that was like. You said you saw IVs out and everything too whenever you're trying to get into dermatology. So what was the most surprising thing for those fields that you weren't necessarily interested in but were grateful that you were exposed to? What surprised you the most about that experience?
To be honest, I think with the medical field, every day is a surprise because it's always new. So I think every day I didn't know what to expect everyone had a different kind of sickness. Everyone went away about, like, every doctor went about doing something their own way. I think what I was most surprised, or what I could say I really enjoyed, was the cardiology. I got to see a lot of surgeries and procedures, and it was kind of cool to see the equipment that they used and how precise they had to be. And there's a lot of technology involved with the medical field, which I didn't realize, whether it's from just documenting the patients to the technology they use in the procedure room. They had this huge TV that would kind of magnify what they were doing inside of the body. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made me think how they used to do these things back then without all this technology, and how we've progressed as a society.
So you were watching that in person?
Yes.
Just how detailed did you see?
So I got to see them cut open while I was in the room and suture up, but I was put behind a glass door, and they had like this huge TV of when they got to like go into like the when the cardiologist got to go into the body, and it was very nitty gritty. I asked so many questions, and I still don't understand what they were doing.
So, did you like witness an open heart surgery at any time or anything, or was it more like we're going through things intravenously and everything?
I did not get to experience an open heart surgery, but I did get them to see them. They had to go in with what can I call it? Almost like a really thin needle into the body around the chest area. And they kind of go in and just pull it out and this one person actually had a heart attack. And so they had to find out like what was causing it. And so that's one of the procedures that they do, is going with a needle and kind of trying to figure out what's going on in the heart.
As somebody who's okay with having their blood drawn and everything, for me, I'm still like, absolutely not. So kudos to you. So did any of that sway your ability to be more open to things other than dermatology?
Definitely. As I said in the beginning, it helped me open my boundaries to anything other than dermatology. I would say if I didn't go into dermatology, I would probably go into cardiology, or another one of them is a nurse and anesthetist. I thought was a really cool career.
Where was your internship?
Over at Holy Spirit.
Okay. So tell me a bit about how you came to know that was an internship thing that you could take advantage of here.
So actually, the school provided it to me. Last year, Mr. Gay came into the classroom and told us about how we should, internships are like good for college resumes and all that stuff, and to take advantage if you want to go into the medical field or any other field. I know there's like a bunch of other internships. And so I took the opportunity. I mean, you had to apply, and then you got interviewed here. And then when they took four people from here, and then we interviewed over at Holy Spirit, and they could take around, I think it's 1 to 4 from your school, and we got three selected from our school.
And to note for any podcast listening or anything else like that, that's Mr. Frank Gay here at,
yes.
here at Redland,
mm-hmm.
not Mr. Matt Gay, assistant superintendent of the
no.
district. So let's tell me a bit about your day-to-day over there, and not day-to-day. I mean, your daily duties or anything over there, how long that program lasts and how long you'd spend over there.
Okay. The program lasted a marking period, so from about September to the end of October. And I would wake up at 6 o'clock and get ready. I'd have to be there at around 7:30. So I'd leave my house at around 7, depending on traffic on most days. So Fridays, I got to leave later.
You got the full West Shore experience in terms of what morning rush hour is like.
Yeah. And so I'd get there. I'd have to have 3 questions prepared for whoever I was rotating with that day. We had a whole schedule, so I got to prepare my questions surrounding the specialty. And so I got to spend a good hour with whoever I was. So say I was with the nurse, I got to spend an hour with the nurse, get their medical equipment, medicine. It was cool to see how they all like got their medicine. It was in this huge cabinet, and it was really cool to see how they did it. I got to see them do IVs. I got to see them transfer them from a regular patient bed to where they were going to go for a procedure. And so it was kind of just, it was unfiltered. I got to see an unfiltered day of a patient. And if I was allowed to stay later than an hour if something was super interesting or intriguing to me. And I'm super thankful for like all the doctors and nurses who allowed me to interrupt their day.
What's your favorite memory of that program?
My favorite memory is probably the cardiology. There was a lot that we got to see in cardiology, and a lot of it was, I think that was my favorite part.
What are your future plans?
my future plans, I am planning to major in biomedical engineering and then further applying with that degree to medical school.
Tell me a little bit about more about your extracurriculars and some happy memories of at Redland High School.
I would say my favorite extracurricular here at Redland would be soccer. I would say I don't think I'd be the person I am and have the like friend group that I have if it wasn't for soccer. I started soccer my eighth grade year, and it wasn't the normal start to soccer. I originally didn't want to play soccer. I just wanted to lift with my friends who were always talking about soccer and lifting at lunch. So I shot an email to Miss Miller, and she was like, well, if you want to lift, you're going to have to play soccer. And I was like, well, I guess I'll give it a shot. And here I am 5 years later, graduated senior who played soccer. And I'm super thankful for the qualities it has taught me that I'll be able to implement into my daily life and the lasting friendships that I've made from it.
5 years later.
Yes.
Tell me, elaborate for me.
So I played soccer eighth grade.
Oh, okay. Ninth Understood.
Grade. Yeah.
Understood. Very okay. good. So what has been, what do you think doing something like that, that you didn't necessarily expect that you would enjoy, taught you?
I think it taught me to get over my fear of failure and to never be scared to take the opportunities provided to you and to try something new. I was swimming at the time, and so that's the sport that I was good at. And I kind of was like, well, I'm already good at a sport. Why try a different sport? But I think it was a good opportunity for me. It taught me to resilience, to never give up, to try hard. I mean, I started out as a JV player and worked my way up to a starting varsity player.
Do you think that correlated into your month over at Holy Spirit? And because some of the things you just exactly said were, try something new. Well, you absolutely did with other rotations other than dermatology. You said, you know, don't be afraid to do certain things. And I would absolutely be afraid to be watching needles and stuff stuck into people whenever I wasn't ready for that. So I feel like these are qualities that have kind of found other homes as well.
Yeah, I think soccer has definitely helped me form almost a personality as a person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I implemented it into my Holy Spirit internship. I implement it into my academics. I implement it into my daily life.
And that was our conversation with Yasmin Hukes. We hope her story inspires you as much as it did us. You can expect more stories of our why from our student speakers throughout the year, available on the West Shore School District website and in our monthly newsletters. I'm Braden Long. Until next time.